Should we abolish standing up eating? Like by kiddushes where people eat and stand up. What about smorgasbord? So the Gemara in Gittin says that three things weaken a person. One of them is eating standing. Another one is drinking standing. It sounds like this applies to everyone. This halacha, you're not supposed to eat and stand. And it sounds like it's a health issue. It weakens a person. Then that's why you shouldn't eat and stand. However, Derech HaRizuta says something a little bit differently. He says a Talmud Chacham should not eat standing. He also talks about other things a Talmud Chacham should do. He should have mitzicha. He should not talk so much, etc. Sounds like this halacha of eating standing up is unique to a Talmud Chacham, and it sounds like it's a kavod issue, like that we must, a Talmud Chacham, as kavod Torah must act in a certain way. La halacha, the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, in his paragraph where he talks about health, the Rambam brings this halacha down, and he says that you should be, when you eat, you should be yeshev b'makomo. Now, this sounds like the Gemara in Gittin, and in fact, the Ein Mishpat says, this is like the Gemara in Gittin, he cites this Rambam, that it sounds like it's a health issue, and therefore you should eat sitting down. However, the Pri Chadash, at least according to some Achronim's interpretation of the Pri Chadash, says no, he says that the Rambam means that a person should stay in one place when he eats. He's not talking about our halacha, about sitting versus standing. He means you shouldn't walk around when you eat, but standing would be permitted. Now, the Bar Eitav seems to have a middle approach. He says it applies to all people, not only a Talmud Chacham, but it's midin derech eretz, which sounds like it's a kavod abrius. It's not a health issue. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan, though, when he cites, is only cites the derech eretz zuta, but it's only an issue for Talmidei Chachamim. However, this comes up, practically speaking, when for everyone, in the Magen Avraham, who cites the Mate Moshe by Havdalah, that a person must drink they must sit when they drink the cup of Havdalah. And the Magen Avraham and the Machetz Shekel seem to understand that this is based on the Gemara in Gittin, then that's why it applies to everyone. You would think it applies to everyone based on the Gemara in Gittin. But the Machetz Shekel says it's actually based on the Derech Eretz Zuta, that it only applies to Talmidei Chachamim. But really, everyone should try to act like a Talmud Chacham, and therefore, that's why the Magen Avraham says that everyone should sit when they drink Havdalah. Now, what about nowadays? So how can we all eat at Kiddushes? So the Rav Palam, the Ben Ish Chai, says, well, nowadays, the reason why no one's makbid for this is because the Rambam doesn't bring down this halacha. Now, that's confusing, because we saw, according to some, the Rambam does bring down the halacha, but clearly the Rav Palam is learning like the Pri Chadash, that the Rambam was not talking about our case. And therefore, the Rav Palam says, nowadays no one cares about this halacha. We all seem to just walk around and eat and stand. But the Rav Palam says it's not really correct. You should really follow the Ari, who was makbid even to drink water. Everyone, whether you're Talmud Chacham or not, should even drink water sitting down. Which brings to the next question. So does this apply to drinks as well? So the Kovetz Ari Yisrael has a piece where he says maybe it depends on what Gemara we're citing. If we're citing the Gemara in Gittin, it's a dangerous issue, so it applies to drinking as well. It's dangerous to eat or drink standing up. But if you go say like the Derech Eretz Zuta, but it's an issue of kavod, so for like, and it's unique to Talmud Chacham, maybe it only applies to food, but drinking, it's not such a big deal to drink standing up. However, you look at the Magen Avraham, who said that by Avdol, you have to sit down. Obviously, he holds it applies by drinks. But if it does apply to drink, well, which drink? So the Kovetz Ari Yisrael wants to say, well, maybe it only applies to drinks that are kavod, that the halacha of like drinking in a certain amount of gulps apply, but he's not sure about that, and obviously the Ari was makbid even for water. And another issue of does it apply even for like simply grabbing a drink for a second, or is it like a koveas udo, when you're like really focusing on your drink? So the Archas Rabbeinu seems to say it doesn't apply to drinking, which is derech arai, which is temporary or haphazard drinking. It's not really a koveas suda. Now, what about if you're leaning? Does that apply, leaning? So Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, ideally a person must sit. I was thinking this fits much better with the reason of health. If it's a health issue, so if you're leaning, it doesn't really do anything. We might say you're still standing up. You're resting on something. How does that help you digest or whatever the health reason benefit is? It's not going to get that by leaning. But if you say that it's an issue of kavod, so maybe leaning is halachically considered sitting, so maybe then it's not so much of a kavod issue. Now, the Torah's Chacham cites the Imre Shalom, which is an interesting reason why this halacha only applies to Talmidei Chachamim. He says there is a Gemara that says it takes longer to eat when standing up. That's why we say pas orin, a certain shear in terms of eating, is when you're mesit, when you're leaning down, because that's going to be a faster time to eat, k'techivas prasers types of eating. But if you're standing up, it's going to take a longer time. And so therefore, the Talmidei Chachamim, we don't want them to eat slowly standing up. We want them to finish eating quickly, so it's not Bittul Torah. And the Chashukei Chemed then, based on this, Reb Silberstein has, in his own unique way, says, well, what's a trivial question? What's a case where a person has to eat standing up? The answer is, if you're Yotzei Vaharik, if you're taken out to be executed and you're given a final meal, you have to try to gain every single second of your life and you have to eat standing up, which is a pretty wild extrapolation of that. But every second of a person's life is valuable. And he cites Rav Chasman, who says that that's what it says by Yonah. It says, Sa'uni v'ituni, pick me up and throw me into the water. Why did Yonah have to say, pick me up? The answer is he gained another second of living before being thrown into the water. So again, you see definitely this halacha of standing when you're eating is a serious halacha. There seems to be room to be lenient about it, but definitely if you can, it's much better to sit down.